The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for July 21st. 2009. I am your host, Jethro Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning in my loins, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine leathers, the girl downstairs, and the reason for a mature audience warning at the top of the show is Uncle Jenna!
What? Hail and greetings. What do you mean I'm the warning? I'm the reason for the warning.
You're the reason for the warning at the top of the show, that's for sure.
No! You started all that. Don't blame it on me.
Oh, more times than not, you are the reason.
Uh-uh.
All right, as a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop onto our in-game chat channel. Join eq2.guk.ogr. That's the online gaming radio channel on the GUK server, EverQuest 2, which is up and running 24-7. It's where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, or Jethro's parodies, you can find them at kithacore.org. There. See, I was so inspired by Delmon listening to the beginning of his show today, I actually wrote an intro for the show. How's that?
Oh my god, you're being prepared. It's shocking.
Well, I figured this week we actually have notes.
So lots of friggin' notes.
So we may as well, try to have an actual show instead of just, throwing stuff against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Which is a lot, and I have to always clean off the friggin' wall.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Alrighty. First thing I want to get off my chest this week.
Is your shirt?
Is my shirt, because it's like 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, strip down, hon.
Holy crap, let me tell you.
What?
Oh, just the temperature today, the spike.
It was up in the 80s.
No, it was up in the high 80s, and in the store, it was like 93 degrees all day long.
Well, that's because it's hotter in the store.
Oh, yeah. You can always depend on my store to be, 10 to 15 degrees hotter than it is outside. When I came home today, I wasn't feeling too good.
You weren't looking too good.
I was not looking too good. I wasn't feeling very well. I was a cooked hot dog here. And it's not only that it's hot in the store, there's no circulation. I mean, I've got 7 high-powered fans going, and even then, it's... May as well be in a sweltering box in the middle of the UCAN.
Oh, God.
Okay, anyway. Moving on. I don't see her on.
Who?
Hold on a second.
He's doing things with both his hands. Which is really, truly amazing if you could see it.
Hey. I'm a talented individual.
Well, let's see how, you're using your feet? Wow, that's pretty impressive, hon.
Ah, okay, good. Rowan is here as Lucky on the Crushbone server. Dun, 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 dun. This week, it's Rowan's birthday! Here come the birthday trolls!
Wow!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All right, well, happy birthday to Rowan. And, you know, I wouldn't know that if she wasn't my friend on Facebook.
Ta-da! Head was slipping. He didn't tell you.
What's that?
Was head slipping and not telling you?
Slipping? What do you mean slipping?
You know, like, slipping! Not doing like he's supposed to, like, you know,
oh,
getting with
oh.
you and...
Well, you
do
know...
I have to explain all these things?
Well, you know, the thing is... I think Hud's dedication to Rowan is greater than his dedication to his commanding officer. So Rowan probably threatened his life to not tell me, but Facebook told me.
Aha.
And we have a ding, apparently. Lyra has dinged to level 80 Provisioner. Lyra. She always tells me that I mispronounce her name. I believe it's Lyra.
I don't know, I say Lyra, but she can always correct me.
So, level 80 ding provisioner, congratulations!
You know...
Okay.
You know, I know she's not a Frostfell elf, but she's doing a Frostfell event in July.
Really?
On the AB server, this Saturday, the 25th.
Oh, I heard about that.
8 p.m., Borgin's house, or Burgin's house, B-E-B-E-R-G-I-N, in South Kinos at 7 Tranquil Lane.
Really?
I guess you have to, show up in Frostfell attire to be part of this, and throw snowballs, probably.
Mm-hmm. And we have another ding to announce. The Legion of Kithagor dinged to level 75 early this morning, I believe, from the looks of the event log there. So congratulations, Legion of Kithagor! And we have another one. Spiderbite just dinged level 27 Sage. Congratulations to Spiderbite. And I'm being told by Lara that Restoration hit 72 yesterday. Congratulations, Restoration.
Poopy's saying about 30 minutes ago, actually.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. About 30 minutes ago, we dinged 75. Okay, thanks for the correction there. I was still at work.
That means I was on, but running around the house doing something.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Well, apparently, Akesha dinged to a level 24 provisioner, but, you know, she's, you know, Knights of Freeport, so unless she's poisoning the food.
I have another announcement to make before people in the lore channel go nuts.
What's that?
Hang on a second.
Lore.
Okay, we have an announcement upcoming.
I'm having to answer questions. Anyway, there's a lore channel that anybody can join.
Yes, befallen.lore.
Yeah, join befallen.lore. And last Tuesday, while we were doing the show, we had a bunch of us in that channel and chatting after the show, trying to decipher the clues that was left for us on the lore forum as to where the, how do we find this new book? There's supposedly several lore books that will be coming out to the server that will appear on random vendors that will lead up to the new expansion. What is it called? I don't have.
It's called the next expansion. Go on, move on.
Well, anyway. If you go to the EQ2 forums under the lore section, under Looky What I Found, You can follow along and see how we figured out where this, how do you get the scroll. It's up in Barren Sky, I'll tell you that. And if you're not a high level, Sentinel's Fate, thank you, Delmon, is the next expansion, which happens to do with Otis. And some frosty giants, I'm sure. Anyway, the lore book, you could find it in a Barren Sky. You had to have a heritage item, which was the legendary glowing black stone with you in order to get the handwritten note to read it and then go to a merchant. And, you know, as long as you had the handwritten note, they would sell you the book of the Assistance Researcher's Notes, Volume 1. Mm-hmm. And I'll link it in channel. Da-da-da-da! Yeah, they're being linked in the OGR channel twice. Okay. Right. So anyway, it's a nice story, interesting read. It starts explaining what the people on Otis was doing.
Swimming a lot, I'm sure.
No. I mean, and then you can join in on the lore chats on the EQ2 forums. Under lore, some people think that there's a clue in the books about them building another nexus. Don't know yet.
I don't want them to
build another
nexus.
A lot of speculation with the first one. Well, there's a lot of speculation with this first book that we've gotten for lore as far as why were they building another nexus. Apparently something they did there is why they look the way they are now. What does this have to do with
how they look?
You
mean
they've changed, huh?
Okay, so
they changed.
So the Uruidites are going in Uruidin, that is, are going to look different than the playable Uruidites then?
No. If you remember from EQ1 to EQ2, they look different.
Well, yeah, they were a lot taller and had much larger foreheads, actually.
And they're explaining why. This happened to them. They're calling it an accident. Some accident happened, which changed their entire race.
With their gigantic
the way they are now.
Brain.
So, you know, yeah, it's volume one. It's three books standing up, but it's a nice graphic. I don't think I have any book like that in my library now.
All right.
So, as far as when the next book will be out, I don't know. But if you want to get in on the researching fun, I would suggest that, one, you join the befallen.lore channel. Two, I would keep your eye on the lore threads on the EQ2 server forums. And, when it gets closer, I'm sure we'll get some info as far as that it's getting closer and when to get together, and we will research and figure it out, because that was the best fun. It was all of us working on it in chat, trying to figure this out, and it was nice. It was fun. I think we did it quickly. We had 2 hours cool. Before the server came down. It was like throwing a bone to a bunch of starving dogs. I mean, we just chewed the hell out of it and very quickly, because we've all been very lore starved lately. But we have a new lore person, and they're absolutely wonderful.
Alrighty.
And I don't know if I can say his name. Oh, I'm always shitty with names.
I have no idea. So.
History and Lore is the thread channel. Cronlyn? Cronlyn?
Cronlyn, yeah.
Yeah, he's our new lore person, and we all bow to him. We gotta send him cookies.
Alright. So, check that out. Join befallen.lore if you wanna chat with other lore interested folks. And looking forward to Uruidin and seeing the Uruidites with the gigantic brains! I wonder if they're gonna be just like the gigantic invading brains from
No.
From Futurama.
Oh.
Yes.
I have a copy of the book.
I know everything, for I am a gigantic brain.
No. I know Domon talked about BS on their show today.
Uh-huh. Aren't you pissed? All that shit you went through.
Yes.
And like, just a month or two later, they change it.
Yep.
That would be like, you know, waiting
they
all that.
They took the penalties off of having too much mana during the fight. Because during the fight, you had a marginal area yes, where you needed to keep your mana. You couldn't be too much and you couldn't be too little. Because if you did, then these statues would come after you. And on top of that, they've changed the hit points on those statues. So you could probably live through it if somebody totally screws up. Mm-hmm. And to answer Del's question as to why he kept asking, well, why did they do this? Why did they do this? Because probably everybody and their brother has already done it and all their alts, and they no longer want to do it. So there's a few majority of us people out there that probably did get to do it, right, and now are finding problems like you.
Yeah, it's like, I want to get my mythical now. Pfft, screw that. I'm not going through that crap again.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, nobody wants to go do it again. I mean, I went through it once. I yelled and screamed my head off
when we got it. I cannot blame them.
No, I can't blame them either. You heard me screaming. You came running downstairs. You couldn't figure out what the hell I was doing.
You're like, God damn it!
Down here. And, because, you know, we finally killed him.
You know, it's kind of like being a ranger in EQ1 getting your, you know, the first epic.
Yeah.
And it's like, why won't this freaking thing drop?
Well, yeah, and that's ridiculous. I mean, True Flight went through the fight like 6 different times. I think I made it lucky, and I only hit BS maybe 3 times. My problem was finding people who wanted to go. Leviathan was no big deal, as long as you get a group that knows what they're doing. Leviathan's, you know, every time I've been to a Leviathan raid, we've gotten him. But VS, nobody wanted to do it because it was so... so balanced, you had to be very right on what you were doing. They had to keep the tank's mana up. I mean, because he would get zapped. I mean, all I have to do is get him to get zapped, and poof, down you go, and all this nasties, and you wipe.
Mm-hmm.
So, on one hand, yeah, I'm kind of pissed because after I was done, I swore I would never do VS again, ever, ever. I will do everybody else. I will go help everybody else on anything else, but if they said they're going to VS, I'm sick. I'm not going.
Nope, sorry, not sitting through that crap again. And I can't blame you.
But since they've changed it, I would probably go now just to see how easier it is. Why they didn't do this before in the first place, why are they changing it now? It's because the majority of the herd has gone through the content. And they will always do that. They will make it a little harder, a little more difficult, and then when the majority of the herd runs through it, then they will back it off a little bit so the rest of
the people
who don't usually go raiding and stuff can do it.
Well, they're probably right now getting a lot of petitions and feedbacks and shit like that saying, I can't get anyone to do this.
No, I did too. I wrote in there, I couldn't get anybody to do it. Nobody wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. And there's nothing for anybody else to gain except those people who need BS for their mythical.
Right.
He doesn't drop anything wonderful or anything. I didn't see that. I mean, the only thing going for his head, maybe.
Yeah.
But
True Flight is saying that they nerfed him a little too much for his taste.
I would have to go see. I mean, you know, I don't know. Am I glad it's done? Yeah, because maybe you will get your mythical someday now. Because it's not that going to be that much of an issue anymore. I mean, you can have more mana. It's just we got to watch the other end.
Well, which is I'm telling you, more than anything
not
else.
Not that hard.
More than anything else, you turned me off to doing the mythical. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I ain't going through that.
But, it was a pain. It was a pain. I spent 3 months going over the same dungeons over and over and over again. And then getting kicked out of that raiding group because I couldn't keep up with 3 nights a week and eventually 1 night a week, and I just couldn't do it. And I will say that Leo and For the People is the best pickup raid people on AB at this moment. That and Blood Raven, I think it was Blood Raven.
I don't know.
might be a little off. They were an excellent group too, and I went with them on Leviathan too, and they were great. I've been thinking about bringing up Crema, and the thought of getting her mythical is just like, oh God, I really. Blood Rain, thank you.
By the way, speaking of Crema,
yeah,
you brought Crema to the Maiden's Fancy last week.
That's because somebody told her that she should go over there and do something.
And you went up to, I think it was Maedra, who is the lead dancer here at the Maiden's Fancy. I'm here right now.
Uh-huh.
Because their open mic night is starting. But you brought Crema up, and did you write down the poem that you did?
Yeah, I think I still have it somewhere, maybe.
You seriously need to post that at kithacore.org.
Why?
My God, this is the most disturbing poem I think I've ever read.
What's wrong? That's not disturbing.
It was Ode to Fred.
Well, of course, Fred's
And you're
Fred's,
Fred.
You
is,
know,
Fred is Crema's undead friend. Pet. No. What you made that poem sound she was more than a friend to Fred. I'm sorry.
Oh, Fred protects her, and he's his friend, and, and wherever Crema goes, Fred goes, and you know, what can I say?
Yeah. Anyway, it was really disturbing, and you need to post that. So, yeah, the open stage night is starting here at the Maiden's Fancy in moments, I believe. So if you want to come on down, sing, dance, tell a poem, you don't have to do any stripping or anything like that, just have a good time. So let's see, next item on the list. I need to announce the movie poster contest was a success this time around.
Finally, we got people to go in and do stuff.
Yep, so let me get my list here. What the hell am I doing? And we do have some winners. I've already contacted. Yeah, I've already contacted the girl in first place. I think it's a girl anyway. So let's see.
Watch it be a dude.
Who the hell knows? Who knows anymore? But let's see here. First place winner is Tuatha from the Split Paw server with the Pirates of Kunark poster.
Excellent.
That was all hand drawn. It was very good. Second place was Driffa of the Lucan Delaire server, Where the Wild Things Are, and has a movie poster here with a, what are they called?
What?
Half girl, half tree. They're like in the,
The Dryads?
The Dryads, that's it. With a dryad there, and looks like she uses poser, the same as I do. And third place was actually a last minute, I mean, scooting under the door just as the door is closing entry. And that was Majul Knights by Derma of the Antonia Vale server. And that one was actually done with screenshots and stuff. It was very nicely done. And I'll just state for the record that Elquin and I did not vote on these. These were voted on by folks from the Sony community.
I saw them, and I gave my two bits, but that was about it.
Yeah.
It didn't count.
So, congratulations to Tuatha of the Split Paw server. She got a 90-day prepaid game card, and I've already emailed her the serial number off the card, because, you know, she's, I want to say she's Dutch or something like that, but anyway, she's in a foreign country, and, it was just easier to email the thing to her. And Driffa of the Lucan Delaire server is going to be getting, let's see, what the heck did we say here? Second place is a Sony Podcast t-shirt. I got to contact these people. You need to get their sizes. And the Rise of Kunark insulated bottle cozy.
That's cool.
And the
belt, man.
And the third place prize was the was just a podcast t-shirt. So I need to contact the second and third place winners and get their
throw in one of those EQ2 necklaces.
Yeah, Yeah, we still got some of those. I can
throw one of those in.
Throw one of those in, sure.
That'd be cool.
I'll throw one in for all of them. I don't care. I'm going to get rid of some of this stuff.
We got stickers, too. Why don't you pass some of those out, too?
Yeah, we can do that.
Keep forgetting about that.
Hmm.
Give them some stickers.
And Lyra's asking where you can see the posters. You can go to kithacore.org/photos, or just go to kithacore.org, click on audio video, and then click the Guild Photo Gallery. And there is a gallery there with the contest entries. There were, what, six, seven of them?
I don't know.
Let's see here.
Don't ask me, I don't know.
Kithacore.org/photos. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, there's seven entries. And like I said, the one that made third place came at the very last second. So congratulations to them. And let's see what's next on my notes here. Notes. Winners of the movie contest. Where's Cheez-It? We're going to do Where in Norrath's Cheese Nibble Buns in the second hour. Why don't we go ahead and get on with the main topic of today's show, and that is hardcore role-playing and the effects on the casual RPer.
How about that? I think you're skipping something.
What?
The mice.
What?
The mice.
Oh.
You need to talk about the mice.
Okay.
All
right, well, I got up to go to the bathroom one night last week.
After I told you we had mice upstairs, right, running along the top of an accordion door by the hot water tank.
Mm-hmm.
You see their little tails sticking over, twitching. Cats are sitting at the bottom.
So the next night, I go to the bathroom, about 2:30 in the morning, something like that. I turned on the lights. God, I'm glad I turned on the lights. In the toilet bowl is two little field mice.
They're having a pool party in the toilet.
I don't know how they got there.
The pool party in the toilet.
I swear, I even looked at the ceiling to see if they chewed through the attic or something like that.
And dropped down? Yeah.
Or something like
that. They got in there and thought they were having themselves a pool party until the lights came on.
Actually, I don't think it was much of a pool party. They were looking up at me like, for God's sake, get us out of here! We're drowning! So I named them Spindle and Mask.
Hun!
And then I flushed them.
No!
Wait a minute.
Hun! That's not the worst of it. Keep going. What else did you do?
Well, I had to go to the friggin' bathroom.
Yeah. So then you flushed. That's just
all right.
Bad. You know?
Talk is saying that that's harsh. You know, it was all, naming
them. That is really harsh.
Naming them Spindle and Mask is all in good fun. Okay, I really do feel that way about Mask, but.
Oh, God.
Mask, you dirty rat.
The flushing didn't get him, the other stuff, poo did.
Hey.
I'm serious, you pooed them to death. I know, you hate bathroom jokes, but, hon.
Oh, well. Well, you gotta look at True Flight's point of view. At least I flushed before I went to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm glad you turned the lights on. I think that would have been quite a surprise, you
well,
know?
Well, you know, I learned...
Maybe Robin Willie would have started freaking out.
You know what, though? I learned a long time ago in this house, you gotta turn the lights on when going into that bathroom.
Oh, like the morning you got up and it was full of wasps.
Well, wasps, yeah. That was definitely an eye-opener. But also, you know... The cat's box is up there, too, and I've more than once stepped in little presents that they leave behind, so yeah, that...
Sorry.
Yeah. So I learned to turn that on real fast. Okay, anyway, hardcore role-playing and the effects on the casual gamer. What do I mean by this? Well, I'm going to use several examples, but you know what? We're not going to bash hardcore role-playing because, you know, there is a place for it. And if you can spend the time in a hardcore role-play, then I say more power to you. Congratulations. I don't have the time to do it.
Now, hardcore role-playing is what? Having these long, drawn-out, in-depth storylines.
Okay,
were,
okay. The Knights of Freeport.
You said no, using names.
Hold on. I'm giving examples here. Knights of Freeport, hardcore role playing. Legion of Kithacor, casual. Okay? There's your example.
Okay,
so hardcore role playing, you know, they got the storyline all out. There's no, you know, hardly any OOC involved. I mean, from what Zan is telling me about, or Kesha, I should say, hardcore role playing, it's, you know, from the moment they log in until the moment they log off, they have things to do. Matter of fact, Akesha's told me on many occasions she actually has to write reports on what happened during her day and submit them to the officers of the Knights of Freeport. That's hardcore role-playing. That is actually what we used to do in the Knights of the Holy Storm. Back when, you know, we were the big name in role-playing in EverQuest. EverQuest 1, that is. I mean, as a Chancellor in the Knights of the Holy Storm, we had to, you know, log a lot of things. We gave reports to our superiors and stuff like that. And that's a lot of what, you know, the KOF is doing. And I say more power to them. If that's the way they can play, then hey, go for it. Although I would like the Legion of Kithacor to be more involved in role play and stuff like that. From what I'm saying, again, nothing bad to say about our members, but they just don't seem to be interested in the more hardcore, in bringing it up a level. And if that's what they're comfortable with, then I say fine. I mean, we've been casual for a long time, and, you know, I'm trying to step up the role play, but if they're not into it, they're simply not into it. There's no change. Now,
well, maybe there's a fine line between, you know, that and then becoming dramatic. Where every time you come in, there's some disaster, somebody's being kidnapped, or somebody died.
You know, at one point in the Knights of the Holy Storm, we actually forbade kidnapping. Because every week, you log in, "Hail friends, how are you today?" It's like, "So-and-so's been kidnapped! God damn it! Stop with the kidnapping!" That or someone would stumble into the guild hall having been bit by a basilisk. You know, because they were rampant in the Butcher Block Mountains, if you remember correctly.
Oh, yeah.
They were rampant in the Butcher Block Mountains. Someone stumbles in. And they fall down, and all the healers swarm on them. Like, stop with the poisoning! Stop! It's too much! But, you know, you have stuff like, you know, there's a war going on. Is it still going on? I don't know.
I haven't a clue. I haven't been paying attention, and I don't read about it.
On the Antonia Bale server, there is a war going on for the more hardcore role-playing and stuff like that, and there's a lot of shit going on. I've been involved in a little of it, but not much, simply because I don't have time. I would love to get more involved in some of the stuff that goes on the server. I just, you know, I get home.
But this isn't late. Server, it's player created.
Right, it's player created.
Forget that.
Yes.
So I'm more
it's
into
all player created. We know that. But, you know, we're not talking about Sony created stuff. We're not talking about Canon. Set down by Bren Lowe and those guys saying, "This is happening."
It's more interesting when the role players interact with that, like when there was the plague, or mm-hmm. when the seer died. I mean, there was a whole bunch of player-made storylines that took that live event that was going on and sprang board from there. So you actually had something that you could go back and refer to that actually happened in the world.
Right.
There is really no war. There is nothing to go back later on when this is all said and done and said, "Oh, well, there was this big war. Well, where's the proof?" Well, it's all player generated.
Exactly.
Well, it has nothing to tie in with what's going on. I mean,
now
right.
in this portion, I'm not going to No, listen. In this sentence, I'm not going to mention names. But this is one of the instances where hardcore roleplay affecting a player's play style and possibly even getting in trouble or, you know, or getting people upset about it. It's, you know, war going on. Somebody snaps at someone, and this happened. Somebody snaps at someone, and then I get a tell saying, you have no idea what this character has been through because you've been ignoring the war. You know, okay, that is hardcore roleplay affecting me now.
Well, they were disrespecting you.
Well, there is that.
I mean,
but...
I mean, the way I understood it, I would see you, the character Jethel, coming off anyway because nobody calls him by that stupid frilly name anyway. Regardless, period.
Well, that was my argument against it. I don't care what the character had been through. You don't do that.
And those around the character that's been through all this traumatic stuff should have been able to say, hey, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not mentioning names except for my own because I was involved in this. But, you know, Jethel doesn't like his name being screwed with. Jethel is not a masculine name to begin with. There's a lot of people out there who don't listen to the show or whatever. They've just heard of me. And because of the name, I mean, for a while there, I mean, it doesn't happen a lot anymore, but for a while there, I would get tells calling me M'lady. Like, no.
Yeah, I still get tells them thinking me as a guy.
Mm. So, you know, someone comes up to me and calls me Jethy. Don't call me Jethy. And I told this character...
And if they've never met you before, how could they actually take those liberties?
Right. And I had just met the character 10 minutes before, and he calls me Jethy. And I tell him, look, I'm the leader of a guild. I'm a founding member of the Kingdom War Coalition. I have status. Do not call me Jethy. It's Jethel or Lord Silverwing. And then some more conversation goes on, and he just, under his breath, goes, I'm being introduced to another character. And he says under his breath, yeah, and that guy over there is Jethy. So, I grabbed him, I hauled his ass into the kitchen, and I scared the crap... I didn't touch him! I never hit him. But I scared the crap out of him. And that's where the whole, you know, you have no idea what this character has gone through thing came from. Like, doesn't matter. I mean, should know better. You don't do that to someone, you know, it's just, I find it disrespectful myself. I mean, I called that, you know, you came up to bed, and I'm like, hey, hon... Someone called Jethel Jethy.
Oh, and now even I went, uh-oh.
And you went, oh, did you kill him?
Yeah.
Anyway.
You don't do that. I mean, you get introduced, I mean, you just, I don't know, maybe just had a death wish, you know? Anybody they come up to and meet the first time, they change their name and call them something different. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, but that's not hardcore roleplay affecting on, but, you know, the whole war thing was. And I know there are probably a couple of people in the Claymore channel right now really pissed off me. How the hell is he talking about that? Anyway.
It's, you know... But what we were talking about the other night, you know, is where you have groups of people who are role-playing and they're doing the more dramatic, drawn-out, lengthy thing... And they're almost dictating to the rest of the server what is acceptable and what is not as far as roleplaying. I've seen this happen on Erol Amar when a few people got together and said, okay, we're going to do an RP alliance here, and this is what we've got going. If you want to RP with us here on the server, you're going to have to work out with our RP lines, or you don't RP. And shortly after that, you know, RP sort of broke down on Erol Amar because nobody wanted to be subjugated to somebody else's
rules. I mean, if I'm going to role play, I'm going to role
terrible.
Play my way. And that's
yeah,
all
but at the same
cool.
time, hon, you can't run over everybody else's either.
No. Absolutely not.
But that's why the the Festival of Unity works so friggin' because it is a free-running RP situation. There is no big drama going on. There's no big storylines that everybody has to try and keep straight and keep track. Because I hate going to the taverns anymore because there's like three or four people got storylines going on and I'm trying to listen in and learn, but I can't. It's too confusing. But the Festival of Unity, everybody can show up, have a good time, participate, role play, and there isn't any set rules or...
It's kind of like trying to get involved in a soap opera 20 years after it started. Like, who are you? What the hell? He got... What do you mean he returned from the dead?
You did what?
You did what? Whose sister?
Well, I mean, hun, like, you've got your specifics on your role-playing. You consider yourself the Demon of Kithacor. You consider that, you know, that's why your eyes turn blazing red, because that's the fires from Kithacor.
Yes, but you know, here's the thing on that. I don't bring it up a whole lot. The only time I really do anything as quote unquote the Demon of Kithacor's Forest is in private roleplay. I don't do that a whole lot in public.
You did it out on the Claymore.
They know me.
Well, that was the opening ceremonies too at one time. Or when the Claymore Coalition was...
Oh, that first meeting?
Yeah.
When I just warned people not to... the only thing I did there, I just warned people not to take appearances for granted.
Right.
But anyway. So what other cases of deep role play in impacting people? Oh, how about when people will not let go of OOC? Now, we've talked about this before.
You mean learning something in an OC and then applying it to roleplay?
Yeah.
That's a big no-no.
Either that or people who are so obsessed with roleplay that they will not let OOC go. Good example of that is what happened with Jethel in EverQuest 1. I left the roleplay community. I went on raids. One of the raids brought me to the Plane of Growth.
Right.
Somebody saw me up there. You know, one of my, you know, the people I used to roleplay saw me up there and saw me killing something. And, you know, I tried to, you know, and all of a sudden, I'm evil. I'm the bad guy. Stuff like that. I'm like, what are you talking about? I haven't been in roleplay in months. And they're like, well, we saw you in the Plane of Growth and you have Teneris children's blood on their hands and stuff like that. And they wouldn't let it go.
That was OOC.
It was completely, you know, anytime I went raiding, it was completely OOC, had nothing to do with my character, but they simply wouldn't let it go.
And those people who wouldn't let it go are the same people who were trying to dictate how RP was going to be ran on Emar. And if you did any role-playing, it had to coexist with their storylines, or you couldn't do it. So they were enforcing what they felt was an RP situation on you at a time when you weren't even RP.
And
they held it against you forever.
And I couldn't fucking escape it. They were shouting at me in zones, and they were, you know, sending, you know, they were doing shouts in zones saying that Jethel Silverwing was a traitor to Tenair and stuff like that. And it's just only fucking, you know, to the point where I had to incorporate it or leave the freaking server. Because they wouldn't leave me alone.
So you were forced to change your own... I mean, in a way, yeah, you used it eventually, but, you know, it was forced on you.
I used it, I eventually accepted it, and embraced it, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to at first.
And how would you think that would have changed the character Jethel if you had enough?
Oh, if the whole fall from grace didn't happen, Jethel would be a much different person right now. He would probably be, you know, friggin', you know, acolyte of Tenair. You know, yes, Tenair, you're wonderful, and blah, blah, blah. I would be Phylok.
Oh, no.
I know I'm going to get a reaction from Akesha in the chat channel there, but I believe I would be Phylok.
You would have been,
I wouldn't have the Legion of Kithacor. I'd have, like, the friggin' Tenair scouts.
You would have been kissing Tanair's butt.
Well, who says I didn't?
Yeah, well. Is that a splinter in your lip or... No, never mind. But,
See, I told you I'd get a reaction from a Kesha on that.
But yeah, I will agree with you. It did change you. It turned Jethel's path.
Right. I mean, it was a... It turned into a character-altering event.
That you had no control over.
I didn't. I mean, if I thought about doing
Unless you
that,
left the server.
Right. If I thought about it and went, it's like, you know what? I could use these, you know, OOC raids into the plane of growth to my advantage and create story out of it and stuff. If I thought about that myself and came up with the idea and followed through with it all myself, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But when someone else dictates the role play because they're too hardcore to let it go, it was, I mean, for myself, that instance changed the character completely. I begrudgingly accepted it. And, you know, I'm having fun with it now, but at the time, I was pissed.
Well, yeah.
I didn't want that change.
So does that make me a lesser role player than you? Because I won't allow that stuff to happen to Elkwin. I've accepted different things to Elkwin because
no, you follow different rules. You follow different rules. You will not let... I am more open to spontaneous role play, I think, than you are. You have a set mold of this is Elkwin, and nothing's going to change her.
Not unless I decide to.
Right. But I will let events affect Jethel in certain ways. Like we had an event last week that if I really played true to character, I'd have to stop playing Jethel.
Yeah.
Because he would have gone insane with grief and started killing people.
Well, there has been some things that have affected Elkwin.
Like what?
Well, things that affected Jethel.
Well, you also incorporated Jethel's demon form into yourself, incorporating all the time you spend in the Plane of Fate trying to finish your epic in EQ1.
Yeah, but I did that before I met you. Even but, in EQ1, but, I because I could EQ, turn in...
But in EQ2, you started associating it with me.
Yeah, well, more so, but in EQ1, I was already doing it. I had already decided, I mean, all my lore that was written up to the point of... you know, with the Empire of Soul, Warshaw's Guild, and even after that, I had already written. It already had happened.
Now, Antu was saying something.
This was already on boards and stuff. It was already over on the Empire of Soul stuff. And Victor Protective. And Crom Battleaxe. And Clan Battleaxe. This was all before I met you. That, you know, I took on the Dark Elf persona of being tainted by Inaruk. Because I happened to like what I looked like in EQ1 as a Dark Elf. And I liked turning into a Dark Elf. But I figured if I'm going to do this, I need to... incorporate it. And True Flight says I'm breaking up.
You know, Antu is suggesting that they're going to be killing off that in the next update with the Shard of Love, that we're going to learn that Illyris Ymar is dead.
No, I don't know. I thought they said that, you know, Ymar was going to be a goddess that you could pray to.
Guess we'll find out. If they have killed off Illyris Ymar, I'm going to be a little pissed. I don't think that there's any doubt about that.
Why does it always have to be in darkness? I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out.
No, later on, hun, is when I started tying in your rage and when you get your eyes glowing. As a way for Elkwin to turn into Janna, the Dark Elf. And that let her hate roll through because basically, when your eyes turn red, you're just boiling with hate.
More or less.
Yeah. So, it was just, you know, but it was already there before I'd even met you. It was just, afterwards, it was like, well, maybe we can tie this in. So, you know, I do let outside things affect her, but I control what I will accept and what I won't. You know, I'm not going to allow something to just happen and then, you know, work with it. Well, it was a couple occasions, but on a whole, I mean, because Elkin rides alone, you know, but I won't get into that.
All right, so let's see here. What else do I have in my notes? Oh, yeah, then, of course, there's always the, you know, talking about not having time for stuff, not having time to be a hardcore role player. There's always the lovely instance where you log in, you start chatting with someone, and it's like, oh, well, this didn't happen last night, and you're thinking to yourself, well, if I didn't have to go to bed, my character probably could have done something to help that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that always sucks.
Well, you're always telling me the stuff I miss out on because I have to go to bed.
Right. And, you know, and I have the exact same problem, but in the opposite sense, is I'm not there while stuff is happening. You always seem to log off before anything happens. You know, our time is staggered. You usually go to bed a couple hours before I do.
Well, that's because I have to get up a couple hours before you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. It's all my fault.
Yeah, it's all Aerie's fault. Blame him. Little jerk. And should we mention the fact that Eric's hair is now the same color as the cat? do you think we need to say that?
Eric wanted to dye his hair. It took two bottles of it, basically, in two different days. But it's sort of blondish, but he's sort of matching the cat.
It's the same color as our cat.
So
we're just calling it cataflage?
No, he's Catboy.
We're calling it cataflage now, so he can now put the cat on his head and cataflage? The cat disappears. Cataflage.
Cataflage?
Cataflage.
Okay.
He can now put the cat on his head and the cat completely disappears.
He's going to have a cow here in a minute.
Oh, well.
It looks nice, hon. Everybody I've shown your pictures to thought it looks good. So there.
He has a complex about it. But anyway, I love exploiting complexes.
It was fun. Dyeing the kid's hair.
Now, talking about role play and trying to change your own to your own personal lore and stuff like that, let's talk about Joscar.
Why?
We're going to talk about Joscar trying to claim he's the uncrowned king of Felwith.
The joke.
I know.
That's like the crazy guy running down the street telling you that, you know, the moon is going to fall, you know? It's just, you just let him go. And
I'm telling you, there are cats on the moon! Cats on the moon?
You just humor them and let them go. And think it's okay, see?
See, I'm one of those few individuals whose, my personal lore has actually become game lore.
How so?
Hmm? Oh, with the fall of Cauldron Hollow.
Yeah.
So you I can honestly say that the Legion of Kethakor brought down Nereid.
You could actually say that, because it says Kethakor's Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And who's to say that the Legion of Kethakor weren't those Rangers?
I wrote the story 2 years before they released it.
I know. But you can fudge on the canon. So what... what is the solution here? How does everybody play together, role play together, and still maintain sanity? What can we do?
I really don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's frustrating.
Everybody, I mean, some people, you know, they want to get their long storylines out. It's what they do. And it's cool, and everything.
Well,
but it's
I would say try to be realistic, you know, reasonably realistic. I mean, Jethel's story is certainly not realistic, but in the world of fantasy and in the world of EverQuest, plausible. I would say stick away from role play that depicts you as being a god modern.
I am all powerful, yeah. And you know, I slash at you with a knife. Ah, that did nothing.
Screw you, I'm going home. You know, that kind of thing. You definitely want to stay away from shit like that. I mean, Jethel is not all powerful.
I like what somebody wrote in the OGR channel.
What's that?
If people start getting serious kidnap, pregnancy, prison, war, they just walk up to them, stroke their hair, and say, That's nice, dear.
I like Lyra's idea of a sharp stick to the eyes.
But, you know, I wish we could do more Festival Unity level stuff. Where, you know, it's more light and fun and more interesting.
Now, so, like, I don't call
serious
the,
things. Now, I don't know.
I wouldn't call the Festival of Unity casual roleplay, but soft roleplay. I think we can safely name the Festival of Unity as soft roleplay. Where, you know, nothing was concrete, nothing was gonna become of it. Or I should say, you know, no event in the Festival of Unity was going to drastically change the world as we know it. You know, that kind of thing. So a softcore roleplay.
And I'd rather see more interaction with what's going on in the world. I mean, why can't we as roleplayers, you know, focus in on the different events that are popping up and springboard RP off of those so there's something tangible. I don't know, we've got the Tinkerfest coming this Friday. There's two excellent write-ups. One, of course, on Den Mom's site, which is eq2.eqtraders.com. There's another excellent write-up on zam.com. That will explain everything that's going to happen. There's going to be purple shinies. There's going to be you know, other shinies to be picked up to be used as crafting, tinkered items so you can craft stuff.
Picked up and used as weapons to hurl at other people? Oh, what was that?
No. You know, like Day of the Dead, we ran around and killed things for their worms and shit.
Yeah.
And then in Emar Day, we ran around and killed things for their love notes. Why do we always kill things for stuff? Anyway, the Tinker Festival, at least we pick up stuff. And any place you find gnomes gathering is probably a good spot to go look for shinies.
Gnomes.
Gnomes. And there is two tinkered brew plants to get. One is just loaded, you know, and it's going to be like the Day of the Dead and the other one, the Emar one, where if you get the stuff, you can make it later, okay? But you can only get the stuff for a short period of time. I believe it's running from the 24th, which is this Friday, July 24th, to August 3rd. So it looks like we got a whole week of gathering stuff. There's going to be a couple quests out at the Midland Security.
Hold on. You're really breaking up. I can't understand a thing or something.
I'm going to quit talking.
Well, it's not my fault.
Not my fault either.
Now, see, now you seem to be fine.
So where did I start breaking up?
Not sure. Like I said, I couldn't really understand you.
So where did I start breaking up? Where did you quit understanding me?
Truefly says, tell the boy to turn off the porn. I do like Talk's little beef there. About,
go ahead, read it.
Talk was talking about he doesn't enjoy roleplay that tries to cross game borders. It's like, you know, it's like saying that, well, his example is he has a friend who was playing Oblivion, the Elder Scrolls 4, and then came to Norrath and tried to say that, you know, that both worlds were one and the same, and I came from this place. You know, we actually have somebody in the Knights of the Holy Storm that did that, didn't they?
I think so.
You know, saying that their character was the same one, no matter what game they played, and they, I don't know. I don't have a problem with it, as long as they don't, like, try to get all, like, well, don't you remember this? I said, no. I don't know.
So what was I saying about tying in role-playing into actual things going on in-game? Like the upcoming Tinkerfest.
I think that's where you started breaking up. You started talking about
Tinkerfest.
The last thing I remember you saying was something about gatherings of gnomes.
Yeah, any place that there's a gathering of gnomes, like the Bobbleshire, and up in the moors, and of course the Gnome Land Security out in Lesser Fae, are places where you can find the sparklies that you can collect and keep and use to craft items with.
Okay.
You know, later on if you want.
So, places to look, maybe the Bobbleshire, maybe Gnomeland Security.
Well.
Possibly around...
Steam Font.
Yep. Around Clackanon, maybe.
Yeah.
Alright.
Well, like I said, the best thing to do is go to eq2.eqtraders.com and read up Dead Mom's review of Tinkerfest, and of course there's one over on zam.com. I'm looking forward to that. Why can't we role play stuff about that? I mean,
why
you
not?
Know? Or role play some more stuff about the void storms that are going on. I mean, that's always going to be there. For a while everybody did it, but then it kind of died off, I guess.
Yeah, it kind of died off. I mean, I personally have a problem with the void storms. I mean, I had the problem in DQ1. One of my major complaints later on in the game was, why are aliens everywhere? This is a medieval role-playing game. Why are there aliens? And shit like that, you know.
Shadow Men aren't quite aliens.
I know they're supposed to be from a different dimension, but I'm sorry. They're just, you know, bringing science fiction into a fantasy game. And I'm not digging it.
Yeah, I know. I hope they don't push that any further. We don't want that again.
I'm seriously not digging it. I mean, I'm doing it for the armor, and that's about it. Anyway, yeah, they got talking in the channel here that the Tyrdal are not drow. Drow is something completely different, and I don't know anything about drow themselves, really.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like Hoopy says, they stopped playing EQ1 when it went from fantasy to a more of a science fiction type thing. And all this outer space stuff and aliens.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's when I lost interest.
Yeah, it was all science fiction at that point. There was no more, fantasy type thing.
I stopped buying expansions. So I would take a look at the expansion, and if I saw anything that looked like a friggin' alien, nah, no thanks. I can't do it.
Anyway.
So now that I've completely alienated the Claymore Coalition from me, what else do we have here? People convincing you to the Uncrowned King, being shunned from roleplay, your character would have done something if you hadn't gone to bed, character altering events such as death and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not even going to touch that. That's a little too close right now. But taking OC comments in advance and not leaving them alone. Yeah, Rowan's birthday. We're going to do Where's Cheez-It when we come back from music break. Let's see, any in your notes here? Of course, the Moonlight Enchanting has begun again.
Enchantment. Yeah, well, it started, yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, yesterday around noon, I think.
Something like that. I know you tried it in the morning and it wasn't happening, and so you tried it in the evening, and I don't know, you came down and told me, and it was like, so?
Well, the thing is, I think I've gotten everything I want out of it, really. I mean, I have no desire for it to build a swamp in the... What else is there? I mean, well, I've got the forest stuff.
Sparklies.
Mm-hmm.
No, my thing was, you know, and I did a post on the forums in the home show about having the no space blues. I have a 5-room house with the 100 whatever extension, and the majority of what's in my house, if you don't count the over 350 books that I've got that actually don't count towards item count. But if you count all the heritage quests, the lore and legends, the live quest items that I've gotten over the years, the world event items that I've gotten over the years. I mean, these things, you don't get a chance to get it a second time. They're not stuff that you get from the yearly events like, you know, Night of the Dead and stuff. These are a lot of them in there you can't get again. You count all those up, and then you do a little bit of decorating, and you run out of room.
Mm-hmm. Well, aren't they going to be expanding the houses soon or something like that?
The thing that I've read on the forums is that, one, they are planning to put windows in the Kelothan houses.
And only in Kelothan?
No, and I believe it was Nariak, too. And the thing with the Kelothan houses, if they're trying to do, is when they put the windows in, they're going to have actual views or memory views. So if you were standing outside of the house and the window is on the west side and you look off to the west, whatever view you see outside is what you would probably see inside the house.
Oh, that'd be cool.
The problem is they're saying like a couple of the houses, like the two-room house, its view is a cliff. So they're trying to think of swapping them around a little bit because they really like to go with and stay with the memory views.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Nariak's another one where they're going to put windows in. Yes, and they want to add an extra room to all the housing. If I think they were talking about the ones in Marjul, too. Okay. Yes. And Spiderbite wants to remind you that there is going to be a Delve chat this Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
IRC.alakazam.com.
Yeah, and you can and there's a post on the forum where you can send questions into, was it Kathleen?
Calthane,
okay. So, yeah, Marjul. Marjul? How do you say that?
Marjul.
Okay. So, you know, and then they're also looking at possibly increasing the item count by 100.
Oh, that'd be cool.
This would be housing only. Don't get your hopes up on the guild hall. You have lots of space in the guild hall right now.
No, I don't. I got like 10 slots left.
Yeah, well. You know, one step at a time, okay? So if they increase it by 100, I think I would have enough room at least to finish off the upstairs garden and maybe make a bathroom and still have plenty of room to add more items as I go along collecting stuff from the quests that I do. I'm more quest-driven. You know, the only other option I have...
All right, hold it. You're breaking up. All right, try now.
The only other option I have...
I can't understand a thing you're saying, so I'm sure the audience can't either. Tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll reestablish the Skype connection with ourselves and see if that helps any. Okay? So we're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be back in a bit. Alrighty, I don't know if anyone else is having trouble, but Elquin and I were just having a little bit of troubles in between zones. I had to restart EQ about 5 times to get Cheez-It going here. How about you?
No, I hung in there.
Ah, just took a while then, huh?
Yeah, but I'm finally in the guild hall.
Oh, that's good. Alright, well, without further ado, it's time for... Where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibblebun?
Is he creeping around Freeport, Kelothan, or Kinos? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. Real thin inside your pack tags and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norath is
Cheese at Nibble Buns.
Alright, this is Where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibblebuns, game where you try to guess where cheese it is. Let's start by breaking it down. What continent is he on, folks? And then we'll break it down to a spot on the map that you can get to. I believe you can get to this spot on the map. I'm not sure about that, to be honest with you. But where is Cheez-It Nibblebuns? I'll cut Lyra off right there and tell you right now, he is not in Lava Frost or Everstorm.
I'd sure like to know where those places are. I've yet to find them on a map.
He is not Mr. Green with a candlestick. He is not in the Enchanted Brownie Grotto. Where in Norrath is Cheese and Ibble Buns? Come on, folks, where is Cheese and Ibble Buns this week? He is not in the Frostfell Wonderland Village. That would be really... Actually, it would be rather impressive if he was there. Yes, he is in Faedwyr. Where in Faedwyr is Cheez-It Nibble Buns? No, he's not in Dallaire. He's on Faedwyr. No, no, he is not in Lesser Faedark. Not in Greater Faedark. He is not in Gnomeland Security. Loping Plains. Nope, nope, not Loping Plains. Not in Steam Font. He is not in Unrest or Butcher Block. He is near the nursery. He is near the nursery there, Clorny. Which would make him near Kelethan. Where in Norrath is he? Dire Marcordia? I don't even know where that is. Where is he?
Maybe it's over by Outer Mongolia.
Mongolia? He is not in any caves. Well, people aren't even asking him if he can see the sky. And we have a winner!
That was pretty quick.
Rini. Rini from the Antonia Bale server in the Fae... Actually, is this called the Fae Grotto? Where the hell am I? Yes, in the Enchanted Fae Grotto. Congratulations to Rini, or Renee. I think it's Rini, actually. Antonia Bale server for guessing that he was in the Enchanted Fae Grotto. Rini, why don't you go ahead and, you know, at your leisure anyway, send an in-game message to Jethal, that's J-E-T-H-A-L, with your mailing information, and I will make sure you... Oh, and give me a t-shirt size. If I have a t-shirt of your size, then I will get it to you. If not, then you will get a wonderful rubber ducky and a plastic knight kit.
Because once a knight is enough.
Yes, once a knight is enough. And I believe they're black knights. I'm not sure about that. You know what to say about black knights.
Once you try one of them, you never go back.
Exactly.
So what is this thing with me talking and everything going to shit?
What? Oh, I don't know. I have no idea why, but you just keep breaking up. Not a clue.
I mean, I'm right downstairs.
Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, your voice is going to the Skype server, then coming back here. I mean, it's not like it's a direct shoot from your computer to mine.
Do I have to come upstairs? Don't make me come up there.
No! Anyway. Okay, so I just finished up Cheez-It's run through the Enchanted Fae Grotto. Put the stuff I found in the shared bank slot. It was twofold. There we go. I wanted to do the Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns, and I wanted to get my crystal thingy.
Jeez.
So, we're going to get back to Jethal. And I can stop Cheez-It's music here. Yeah, but yeah, I have no idea why we're having trouble with your voice every once in a while.
Maybe it's just a sign from the gods that I should shut up.
I actually had a thought. Maybe we'll try...
Oh no, she's talking again! Let's just screw her, Micah!
I had a thought that maybe we'll try next week. And that's possibly trying to do the show through the voice chat server, through EQ 2. The only problem I can foresee with this, really, is having to hit a button in order to talk.
That is a bit of a problem.
It might be a problem. It might not be a problem. It depends on what you're doing while we're doing the show. You know, yeah, I would hate for you to be, you know, in a raid or something like that, hit a button to talk and be like, "God damn it, I just killed the entire group." I'm sorry, guys. It was all Jethel's fault. He has me on this freaking show.
No, I try not to do anything strenuous when I'm on the show.
Yeah, Delmon just says, take the button down.
That would be a little hard.
Well, I suppose that really depends on what button you have set up for your voice thing.
And I don't have really anything else running on my computer. I got Yahoo running. And
I really think it is just a matter of bandwidth. And that's why I recommend maybe we should try the EQ2 voice chat. Because, you know, maybe with EQ2 running, you know, and, you know, we cut out Skype, maybe just the bandwidth would be a little bit better. But I don't know. I mean, we can try it. And if it doesn't work, we can always go back to Skype. I don't know.
I see Hoopy. He's hitting on the druid in the hall again.
Druid! Baby! Alright.
Did you see the link I sent you to that blog?
No. What blog are you speaking of?
Let's see. Community news.
I mean, in the email you sent me, you mentioned a blog, but you didn't send me a link.
Hang on a second, then.
All right, I'll just keep talking. And I'll talk some more. Matter of fact, if you look at your Winamp or media player, whatever it is you use there, it says right across the screen, "Shh, Jethel's talking."
Well, there's, let me see if I can, it's the same player. It looks like they're on the AB server. Okay. And it's MMOquests.com.
MMOquests.com. All right. Mm-hmm. What do they do there?
And they've got a couple things going. It looks like Star Grace is on Antonio Bale. And they've got a prayer written library going. And as they get books in from players, they're posting it on their blog. And the person that's doing it is ELLITHAN. I'll post that into the channel. But if you send them one of your player written books, she'll add it to the list, or he will add it to the list on the blog and to their house. So, you know, if you're looking for something to read, I mean, you can always go look at a player list and find who's writing decent books and then go to the broker and buy one.
Ah, okay.
And on the same blog area, there, I know I had questions when I've been out doing the Rhine Faxon line about how long am I supposed to be doing this before I do other quests, and you know, do I have to keep doing these over and over again and stuff? And there is a really nice breakdown. They wrote a nice breakdown of what you need to be doing. Order of the Rhine. You know, it's a long-winded series they write, and it's a bit odd in that it's not straightforward quest line. The individual quests are written up on EQ2i, but the quests themselves are quite straightforward. Well, EQ2 wiki. Mm. And keep track of where you are in the interim faction line. They've done basically a timeline. It's really good. And this is at MMORP rpg-info.org. And I'll put this one up. And like I said, I've had people come up and go, well, how much more do I got to do with this before I can, move on to a different one? If you go there and look at the timeline, that's going to help you out a lot. I'm running around with my horse, which I love. My run speed is like 74% because I've got like a few points in mount on my AA line. And I'm fast. Was it worth it? Yeah. Did it take me a lot of time? No. Not really. Learning where to go, what to do, and how much you got to do before you can move on is important because it keeps you from getting depressed. Are you still there?
I'm here.
You're just letting me ramble. I don't know if I'm breaking up anymore or not.
No, you're doing good so far.
I'm amazed. I'm sorry, I don't mean to yawn. Honest. Oh, there's new station items today. Station cash?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Two of them, they're cool. Two of them are dragons. One's pink and one's black. And
actually, aren't those wands to morph your current pet?
Yes.
Okay.
They're only good for like 2 hours. So, I don't know. The dragon looks kind of cool, but unless you have a fighting pet, and then it's only good for 2 hours. There's only 5 charges on the charm. I don't even know how much it costs.
Yeah, let's see. Marketplace.
That would be cosmetic pets, I believe.
Petamorph, one black dragon is 100 station cash, so it's a buck.
So, a buck for 5 charges. That's, I guess, not too bad.
Yeah, they look pretty cool, though.
Oh, yeah, they look really cool. And then they've got 2 new house items, which are...
It's a dust set, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think I'll be getting that for Jethro, actually.
I'm so trying to find it.
Cherry Grove office desk.
Yeah, but I'm trying to... Oh, yeah. Cherry Grove...
office desk. And there should be a chair in here somewhere.
Yeah, it's really nice. I wonder if you could use the shelves on the back.
Then Cherry Grove... Shelves? What shelves?
Well, if you turn the desk around, there's shelves in the back part.
Oh, let me take a look at that.
I wonder if you could actually use those shelves. Or if you're just looks.
Maybe. I don't know. But I think I'll definitely be getting that for Jethel's house. Seeing that he has the bedroom set and the dining room set already.
Yeah, and there's a Cherry Grove office chair. Which is just a padded type chair.
But it's different than the dining room chairs. So.
Well, yeah, of course.
It's got a higher back to it.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I bought recently from there, and I just had to have it, was the Drake on a string. Basically, I told him, you guys put that Drake on the string on, I'll buy it. Well, I had to buy it since I told him I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I always, every time I see one of the Drakes, I think of the Rangers in the Rangers Guild, and they had that one little fairy Drake there.
Mm-hmm.
That was like he wasn't a pet. He was he was another teacher, wasn't he?
I believe so. Or he was involved in a quest of some kind, I think.
I don't remember, but you respected that Drake. Or not, that thing kicked your butt. Anyway, so every time I think of the Drakes, I think them as being, helpers to Rangers or something, stupid. Because it was in the Ranger Guild Hall in EverQuest 1. So, and I got the fairy Fiona V tiara replica. I thought that was pretty cool. It goes good with my hairstyle.
Yeah, I thought
and the shape of my head and everything. I thought it was okay. I've tried the flowers and it just sort of Vic. Not on a wood elf, I don't think. Not with my hairstyle.
Well, not with your hairstyle, definitely. In any of these things, make sure that you look at them in the
wardrobe.
In the wardrobe on your character before you buy them. Because, like, it just may not fit with your hairstyle. I mean, that tiara. You know, I just for giggles, I wanted to see what it looked like on Jethel, just for the hell of it, and it my hair completely hides it.
Wow.
So, you know, make sure it works with your character before you buy it.
Well, that's why there's a wardrobe issue, you know. I am not a Borg.
Hmm?
True Flight's calling me the Borg. I'm not a Borg. Look, Lyra's got a snow bunny helm.
Yeah,
that's
what I was telling you about the other day, the snow bunny hat.
Where in the heck did she... Is that LON?
Yeah, she said it's an LON thing.
That's just totally not right. Can you actually wear it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Is that...
Well, but I'm bald when I put it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something I don't like about a lot of the headwear, is it takes your hair away.
Now, you see, I'm warped and everything. I think it'd be cute if the bunny's nose wiggle and the ears would kind of move a little bit.
Oh, God.
I know, I'm bad. I've never seen that before.
What's wrong with you? You're like a crazy person.
It's supposed to be an LON loot card, but I have never seen one of those. I don't even know what LON loot set that is supposed to be from.
You know, that's actually something I haven't seen.
Now, True Flight says if you go to the museum, the LON museum, which is in South Quinos, I'm not sure where it is in Freeport, but in South Quinos, it's at the Lion Mane Inn?
The Lion's Mane?
Yeah. He says it moves there.
Wonder why it doesn't move in character then.
I don't know, because it's scared? I don't know.
It's scared.
I'm not moving! It's me! Somebody's looking at me!
Very nice.
Oh, by the way, you didn't tell Cheez-It about the mice in the toilet, did you?
I did not. Okay. We will not speak of it.
Alright. Because you know... He would have an absolute fit.
No, I don't think we'll be speaking about that to Cheez-It.
No, and don't bring it up to Dwarf, because he'll think it's hilarious. And then when you least expect it, he's going to blurt it out laughing, thinking it's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll never hear the end of it. So, but we were collecting the Fiona V statues. How many did you collect, and where did you do with them?
I ended up with 10 Fiona V statues. I scattered them throughout my house.
Yeah.
You know, I'm finding an interesting graphical issue with the Fiona V statue. And that's if you make it too small, it disappears.
What?
Well, it disappears from a distance. If you make it smaller than, like Rotonga, let's say. If you make it small and then try to view it and then step back a few feet, gone.
It's kind of... How many other items are around it?
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. And it's the same... Well, it's really the same thing with... I noticed that happening with the candles when I was decorating the Frostfell tree for the guild hall. Yeah. If you shrink the candles too much, they disappeared too. But they left the flame. That's why I used them. So it's an interesting...
it has something to do with the video cards we use or something.
I don't think so. But, yeah, whatever. Just an interesting visual bug.
At least for us.
Mm.
So, what did you, we went and saw Harry Potter.
Yes, we saw Harry Potter. Mr. Potter. And the Half-Blood Prince.
And it's no surprise to anybody, I hope, what the heck happens.
It just came out. Let's not give too much spoiler here. But let's just say it was a good movie.
If they read the book, for goodness sake.
Well, I didn't read the book, did I?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But anyway, we're not going to spoil it for people just yet. Maybe next week. But I think it was a good movie.
I don't see how it's going to spoil anybody. When the book hit the... Once the book came out, everybody knew.
Shut it!
It was all over the news.
Look, you're not going to tell everyone that Dumbledore is dead.
No! You're the one that did it. I didn't say it. You did it.
It wasn't me. It was the demon. The demon did it.
Well, yeah, right.
Can't you hear him in the background? You're like,
No.
Lucan did it?
Pardon?
Lucan did it. Lucan did it. His Lord. This is Lord Lucan Delair. Dumbledore is dead. I killed him!
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but no. Actually, if Lucan Delair was doing it, he would spin it off that Dumbledore was a traitor to Freeport and endangering the lives of all those children, so he had to be put down.
Something like that.
That's how it would be. That's how things get spun in Freeport. I think Akesha can attest to that and commend me on my spinning abilities.
But, you know, this is old news, okay? When the book hit the stands, it was announced shortly after, you know, the beans had been spilt long ago.
Beans! And we won't even mention the fact that Dumbledore is gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but you know, I don't know if I ever did this on the show here, but around the house, I love it. Because I always think, you know, the original actor that played Dumbledore. Can you imagine him having a conversation with Harry? So, Mr. Potter, I see you like to polish your wand.
You're just wrong.
I'm wrong.
It's just wrong.
Wrong. Ooh, I have mail. It was probably from Rennie. And apparently, it's not actually Rennie who won, but her son. So I expect the mail that I just received is, you know, has a child's T-shirt size, which we do have. We do have child T-shirt sizes, so no problem.
That'll work. But I've having read the books, and then gone to see the movie. Of course, you know, I do understand that they've got to make cuts in order for it not to be, you know, like a day-long movie. I think as it stands right now, the Half-Blood Prince is 2.5 hours long.
My ass was killing me by the time that movie ended.
Well, there's only like two things that sort of set me off, maybe three, is when they start changing the story that they're presenting in the movie from the fact of the books. Okay, I will let them slide that they did not have Dumbledore pick up Harry Potter at the Dursleys, which was really an interesting part of the book because I loved watching the Dursleys squirm under Dumbledore's, you know, being there. Is it, you know, Dursleys are just jerks.
The Dursleys weren't even in the movie this time.
No, the Dursleys weren't even in the movie this time. I was sort of shocked. I don't think they have anything else to do.
I hate to say it, hon, but breaking up again. I know. I'm sorry. I wish I can wave my magic wand and make it better. Just, you know, give it a second here.
Well, I don't think...
Oh, there you go. You sound fine now.
I don't think they have anything else to do, but, you know, I think they could have been in it. But they didn't do it. On the train, it wasn't Luna Lovegood that found Harry after he confronted Malfoy. It was Tonks.
Tonks.
And the burrow never caught fire.
Well, they said in the thing we were watching in the TV Guide channel, the premiere, you know, they were talking about that they added a scene.
Well, the thing is, the burrow plays a big part in the last book. What are they going to do now?
Not have it?
That's another thing they're going to do, is they're going to split up the last book, Deathly Hallows, into two stories, into two movies. I don't know. And they really sort of, I mean, okay, Dumbledore dies, of course, and in the book there's a very big funeral scene. And I could see where they maybe couldn't have done that, because every character that's been in the books up to this point basically shows up at the funeral because it's Dumbledore. Even Dolores Umbridge, who I absolutely hate.
Hate!
With a passion. I really loathe that woman. I think the centaur should have kept her. But other than that, there's a couple other little things, but I'll let them slide. It was good. And I can't wait for Deathly Hallows. Matter of fact, I'm rereading the book as fast as I can.
Oh, just so you could be even more disappointed?
No, I plowed through Half-Blood Prince so I could, you know, remember what was going on. And overall, it was okay, except for those glaring things. I mean, it gave Luna more screen time, because and Tonks only had a little bit, and they started in on the relationship that Tonks and Lupin or have the guy that turns into a werewolf.
Right.
Remus.
Remus Lupus.
So, I don't know. I would give it a 4 out of 5. Even though I'm a Harry Potter fan, I just don't like the cuts they had and the changes they did.
What was there? Not enough wand polishing for you?
No, not enough wand polishing. They could have had a lot more.
So what you're saying is you like to see more wand polishing by teenage boys.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
And you tell me that this thing is rated because of me? And you're the one that's doing these?
It's all
you. And I'm just agreeing with you?
I'm innocent. I think everyone in the channel can agree. I am pure and innocent, and she's just, you know, wrong.
No.
Pure and innocent.
So did you play your new Troll Grease song?
I did, actually. I redid Troll Is the Word. I think it turned out okay.
I heard you redoing it the other day.
Troll is the word. Is the scream that you heard. I liked it. There's a couple songs I'd like to redo. I would really like to redo All About the Platinum.
Again?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's... God. There are just some of my older songs that, you know, I did before I had the mixing software and stuff like that. I think I just do better now. I don't know. Trueflight hates it when I change my songs, but he, like, has every version of every song. You know, every time I come out with a new one, he just renames the old one or something like that.
Yeah.
Clarney thinks I should do Wonderful World with Lucan's voice.
Yeah, I've told you that a long time ago. I think you should redo that more in an EQ vein.
But that was more of a generic MMO thing. It wasn't written by me, so...
I don't think the person who wrote it would be upset if you did it more for EverQuest 2.
Monte.
Ask Monte.
Monte.
Anyway. Aww.
What?
Oh, I just haven't seen Jermaine has logged out. I didn't know he was in. I know. Then.
Me either.
I haven't seen him in a while.
I know.
Oh, well. So we're here having good old time at the Maiden's Fancy. Nyriak. Nyriak's premier gentleman's club. The festivities are done for the night tonight, but Thursday.
Thursday.
I won't. Go ahead.
What? Go ahead. What?
No. I wouldn't redo Clump's video. He did that. No, no,
that was Clump's video, and
Clump did Clump's video.
Although I have to say, something has to be done with the music track, because it's very, very soft. But again, that's not my doing. How about you? When are you going to do a new video?
I don't know. I need inspiration.
Inspiration. Well, see, you seem to get inspired to do these songs after I redo one of mine. So, gotta think of something.
No, usually I get inspiration, and then you go and redo the soundtrack on me.
Clorny wants us to do Dark Elf Wizard. If they come out with some kind of naked outfit for the women, I'd be more than happy to. She's a Dark Elf Wizard.
I still need to get my butt in gear and do History of Norrath.
That's going to be quite a project.
I think that's why I've been kind of going, Oh, Rowan's running HUD's characters through.
Oh, is that?
That's why we see Jermaine.
I forgot that was HUD's alt, actually.
It's been a long time.
Well, you know, HUD's doing his thing. And
that's one thing that Drell and I have been having a problem with. And it sort of started before we went to Fanfare, but
what's that?
And I thought maybe it was because I got sick after I got back from Fanfare, and yeah, I'm still not smoking. Christ, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, good. I'm glad you're not smoking as much now. Anyway, go on.
I choke on it. We're having a hard time finding people on AB to form a group with. I mean, Drell has a tank, a healer, and DPS, and then there's me, just DPS. But we usually can't find other people to fill out the group. Can't do things like Curran's Tower or Evernight Abbey or anything that takes a group. So I don't know what to do. The two people that we used to go grouping with, which had a healer and a enchanter, I believe, they just quit.
Huh. Well, I don't know, honey.
I don't know either.
Well, have you, I don't know, you try going in the For the People channel and trying to wrangle up someone, or even the
I go into Clayton OOC and ask, hey, we're planning on, you know, we're thinking about doing a Evernight Abbey run. If you're interested, send so and so a tell. Nothing. I try For the People, nothing. Try in the guild, even nothing.
I don't know. Well, like Hoopy just said, it's summer. People aren't playing right now.
But yeah, also to tell the Masul and you know, I'll even try in the Gup channel, since majority of the AP people have it up in somewhere. And they may not have the other channels up. So I'll do that. Because Drell and I usually just like to do little group instances, you know, nothing major or nothing, but, you know.
Yeah.
Breaking up again.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, well, it's after 9.
Wanting to show your... In True Flight, it's got this giant mushroom he wants to hit you with.
No, I can do without seeing True Flight's huge mushroom. Thanks. I think Akesha has the corner market on that one anyway.
Okay, I'll write that down. R.P. L. FG.
Oh, I did not know about that channel.
That's a channel. Okay.
RP LFG. All right.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, I should say Kesha's player has the corner on True Flight's huge mushroom.
Who he's hitting everybody with.
Would you stop smacking people with your huge mushroom? God.
He's leaving mushroom prints all over everybody. Yeah, boom, boom. I had to have somebody explain that one to me.
Okay. Anyway, it's after 9. That's it. Got things to do, people to see, things to...
Hot tub?
Huh? Yeah, we haven't jumped in the hot tub in a while. Let's go in the hot tub.
Okay.
All right, folks, that's it for the Jethro Silverwing Show. This is Jethro Silverwing. Today is July 21st, 2009.
2009. Where were you on July 21st, 2009, during the Jethro Silverwing Show, when True Flight hit everyone with his giant mushroom?
And left mushroom prints everywhere.
Night of the Giant Mushroom.
True's got a big head. He says it barely fits in the room now.
Coming this Christmas to a theater near you, the Huge Mushroom. Right.
Okay, we're going to go do some hot tubbing. Hot tubbing. And those of you who normally RP and blah, blah, blah with Jethel after the show, I will be back in about half an hour or so. Any shout-outs here, Elfman?
I think I'm shouted out.
You're all shouted out now?
Yeah.
You're all shouted out. All right. Well, of course, big old shout-out to the Legion of Kithacor. Folks at the Maiden's Fancy, including, of course, the entire Guild of the Maiden's Fancy, the great bunch of people. You know, I can never actually say this name correctly. Asha, I believe it's Asha from the Unforgiving Realm, is sitting here and waving to me. I'm like, hey, how you doing, Asha? And,
I want to give Spider-Bite.
Spider-Bite? Yeah. Spider-Bite, a good old shout-out there. Why in the world Spider-Bite is female on the server? I don't know! I have absolutely no idea.
Female mouse! I don't know what he's doing.
Whatever, hey. Maybe he likes fuzzy little pillows. I don't know. I don't know these things. Alright. That's it for this week, folks. If I missed anyone, shout it out to. Consider yourself shouted out to. And we'll see you next week.
Well, alright. That's it for this week's episode of the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Dee Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.